Before Sneaky could reply, a tall, gaunt figure of a wolf rose from the shadows of the birch trees. It was Mother Wolf. She was going to speak for her foster child and not let Sneaky introduce him. She trotted to the front and swung around to face the pack an instant and then turned to the council rock again. "O Black Wolf, mighty leader of our pack," she began. "I have another child, which I have nursed and brought up in my den, and I wish to admit him to the pack. A foster child brought to me one day by Sneaky. I have cared for him and loved him as my own. I have taught him the ways of our people, and with us he must hunt, for his own people have cast him out." All the wolves pricked up their ears at this strange announcement, and Black Wolf half rose from his sitting attitude, but his eyes had narrowed and darkened, for he knew from what Sneaky had told him that this thing might occur. "O Mother Wolf, you have spoken well, but we must see this foster child of yours," he said. "Is he a wolf cub from another pack?" "What matters it if he's from another pack or no pack at all?" replied Mother Wolf. "A mother's love is great enough to take to herself any child that is homeless and friendless. Is it not on record that long ago, a mother wolf nursed and brought up a man child, giving to him as much as she gave to her own offspring? Then, if she can adopt a man-child, why can she not take the offspring of any other animal of the woods? A puma, the mountain lion, for instance, or..."
"Puma's offspring would bring disaster to us if we adopted him," replied Black Wolf hastily. And the others shuddered at the mere mention of puma's name. "No, we could never admit a puma as a member of the hunting pack."
"No, no," cried many voices.
They jumped to their feet, ready to enforce their protest by actions. A young puma would stand little chance in that company of angry woods.
"It is not puma's offspring," replied Mother Wolf, smiling. "I could never learn to love anything that came out of puma's den."
"What animal is it, then? Where is this foster child?" several cried.
"You hear them," added Black Wolf. "What have you to say? Where is this one you plead for?"
"He is yonder in the shadow of the birches. I shall call him out if you'll give him protection. If not..."
"He shall be protected," interrupted the leader. "It is the law of the council."
Mother Wolf turned her head ever so slightly and called, "Little brother, come here." Washer, with his heart beating fast, but confident that Mother Wolf would protect him, emerged slowly from the shadows and trotted toward her. At first, the wolves could see nothing, so small was he. And then they could make out only a shadow that seemed to drift between them and the woods. But when Washer reached the foot of the council rock, the bright moonlight fell full upon him.
"Here is my foster child," exclaimed Mother Wolf proudly.
"And my love for him is as great as for my own cubs. He is as wise as they, as brave, and as quick-witted. Look at him and accept him." Black Wolf rose to his feet and stared down at Washer. All the other wolves leaped to their feet and closed in to get a better view. Then suddenly, before their leader could speak, a howl of derision went up from a score of throats.
"A raccoon," they shouted in merriment, "a raccoon? And he wishes to hunt with a pack?"
For a moment, the gale of merriment was so great that no one could be heard. Black Wolf tried to preserve order and his own dignity. Washer felt suddenly abashed and frightened and wished there was a tree that he could climb.